Well, nice and sunny today.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just to introduce you to me, kind of thing, but introduce me to you. But basically, all we want, two things I want to do today, and that's one is just to talk to you, talk starting and stuff like that. And the other one is we have these tasks that we're trying to design, and they're not for local people, but they're for mainlanders. And well, we need input to see if we're doing it right or not. Because plenty times, up at UH land, we do a lot of things and we don't test it out, and it doesn't really work sometimes. So you have to go out to the public and find out if things work. And I don't know if you remember, but the last time I told you that there was more than 15 years now, I think it was 73 or 74, somebody interviewed you. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. So anyway, that was the Bickerton's project that she mentioned in the letter. And so what we're doing now is doing a follow-up on that particular project. So we're doing a longitudinal study. So over the years, we want to see what kind of thing changed and stuff like that. So the last time you weren't living here, yo.
No. 74. I was living. I was probably living at my dad's house.
Well, see, or your dad's house. Where's that then?
On Wild Oak Street.
Oh, just down there. Yeah. Oh yeah, so the thing is, I think I have a little bit advantage over you because I heard the other tape, yeah. So I know a little bit more about you than anything you know about me. So if you want to ask questions anytime, just ask, okay. Feel free to ask anything. Too personal, I tell you. Now, what you doing now? And I mean, just in terms of your job or something.
Right now I work for the bus company, MTL. Bus operator.
What the route?
I don't have a set route because the position I'm in is like a replacement driver for whoever goes on sick leave or on vacation. I take their place for that particular day. So every day I drive a different route.
Oh.
So it's not set up. And the reason why I could get a route if I wanted to, but if I got a route, then I cannot get the days off that I want. If I stay on this side of the driving program, then I can get Saturday, Sunday off.
Oh.
If I take a route, I cannot.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's how they work then, okay.
Yeah, it'll take me about another maybe 5 more years before I can take a run with Saturday, Sunday off. In other words, get enough seniority.
Oh, I see. How about this for you? You don't know. I mean, practically most of the routes and stuff like that.
Yeah, from the city, like, we're all, because we drive it every day, we memorize all the routes. From the time I started with the company, it took about 2 to 3 months before you can memorize, all the routes in the city. So that, doing this is no problem.
Everybody have to do that then?
In the beginning, everybody does that.
Yeah. You have to remember all the stops they have to.
Well, eventually, by driving it, so often you memorize all the stops.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I catch the bus all the time. I don't remember
asking
you to drive for that thing. I don't think I ever caught your bus.
You might have caught my bus then.
Probably.
I drive all the routes.
Yeah. And mostly I catch stuff. This one, the number
three.
Number 9, number 3.
Yeah.
Number 4. Sometimes, sometimes number 1. Not too much country, though. You do country, too?
No, the country, that's the Halawa division. so we don't drive that half.
Well, it's different to find.
There's two divisions in Alapai and Jalapa. So the drivers that drive Alapai, they drive mostly the city route. And the drivers that drive Jalapa, they drive all the country route.
Well, since when that kind of always been like that?
Yeah, it's always, well, it started actually after MTL took over the bus system for the city. I think it was about 3 or 4 years after that. That thing started, that two division.
How long you worked there now?
Just over 5 years.
Well, not too long then, yeah?
Yeah.
You're the kind, your father used to work.
Yeah, my father was driving. He retired 39 years.
39 years, wow.
And then he retired a year. And he got me into the company after that. So, 5 years.
5 years? No. And then before that, what you did?
Before that, I was working at Consumer Tire.
Where's that?
It's down on Middle Street. You know, the tire company that always come out on TV. Consumer Tire Warehouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was managing their main warehouse for them.
Oh, wow. Is there the same one up?
St. Louis?
Yeah.
Get one. There's a branch there, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you were driving the bus a long time already.
No. Only 5 years.
Well, you guys go to up in training like that?
They trained me for 2 months.
And then what is it, just
the training on safety, how to drive the bus, and then all the routes.
Is it somebody on the side?
Yeah, it takes about 2 months to go through the course. And then during the course, they let you drive on the job training with another driver as an instructor, and you pick up people and stuff.
How there?
In the beginning, yeah, it's hard, but
kind of big. I don't know what kind of car you drive. You have one car?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of car you drive, but small different car. There.
After a while, you get so used to it that you feel more comfortable driving the bus than the car.
And we'll feel more safe.
Yeah. It's a good, like for me, 5 years, you figure out that's about 10,000 hours of driving the bus. So you can imagine that's probably more hours than you spend driving a car.
You mean since you
since I started driving a car.
Wow, that's a lot. Man.
You get pretty comfortable driving.
And how long you like your shifts or something like that? You drive for?
So 8 hours, most of it is split shift, so you drive and then you get a 4 hour break, go back and drive again. Most of the buses are out during the rush hour time, early morning and late afternoon. So in between, there's not as much buses running, so most of the drivers are driving in between.
And that, during that, what you just, I mean, that's your
break,
your break you off.
Do,
yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, that's probably all pretty.
Yeah, most of the time I come home, sleep.
So it's like 4 hours on, and then send you off about another 4 hours or something.
Yeah,
and then 4 hours on again.
Sometimes like that, or sometimes 2 hours. You get a break for 2 hours, you drive for another 2 hours, you get another 2 hour break, and you go back 4 hours. Sometimes it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you drive 2 hours in the morning, you get 4 hour break, then you drive 6 hours in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Finish up. Sometimes we start early, 4:15. So the day drags on.
I know, I noticed, you know, certain kind of routes last year, though. I think it's more tired, yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Some routes there. You look at a bus driver, some of them, man, certain ones they're real jolly, and other ones they're real grumpy at the same time of the day.
Yeah, the busy around is the hardest to drive because it's more stressful, I guess. So you feel more tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, some people, they, yeah, I guess, and it's certain routes too, I guess, you get more questions and stuff like that too, yeah, to deal with people. I know there's a Waikiki route, the guy used to, you know, he drives the Waikiki route. Sometimes they get real, grumpy by the end of the day. I don't know.
They get tired of asking, of being asked all the questions of where is this hotel, and where the bus is going, and stuff like that. So,
you drive that route too?
Yeah. I like that route, the Waikiki route. It's busy, but it's not, the time goes by fast too, that's why. And I don't mind tourists.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, if you get that kind of feeling, you don't mind talking to them like that, okay, yeah. Well, I guess, yeah. But then sometimes, you know, tourists too, though, they kind of get out of hand too, yeah. You guys working without contract yet, yeah?
Yeah, they just had the meeting, and they said that they're not going to extend the contract after the end of this month. So if they don't get a contract figured out, they're gonna give their notice, 5-day notice, and then they're gonna go on strike.
Okay.
That's what they said anyway.
There's no more contract. Oh shit. They better call you off then.
Yeah, that's
how for me to get around.
See, what they're proposing is, I think, a 2.5% wage increase per year. And that's what the drivers got the last contract over 3 years.
Mm.
So they felt that that wasn't even keeping up with the inflation. You know. So they wanted something better this time, which I think is logical, but city that I guess doesn't want to give it, but actually it's not up to the city, it's up to the MTL management.
Oh yeah.
That's a private company.
Well, they don't, well, I thought it's from the city then.
Not really a city, because they're negotiating with the owners of MTL. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw
which way it's gonna go.
Yeah, I saw Rutledge on TV. He's getting bombarded.
during that meeting.
Yeah, on TV, yeah, doing that. How long you guys contract for him?
The last one was 3 years, but see, the last one they took them about a year to negotiate it too. So it actually, from the time they negotiated it, it's been only about 2 years since it expired.
So you mean they don't start from, when they start the contract?
Yeah, they didn't.
It's from when the other one ended then, like.
It seems like it's always been like that. They take so long to negotiate the contract all the time. So this time they're trying to go for a 4-year contract. And the contract expired last July, so it's almost been a year that they're taking to negotiate it again. So.
They gotta raise the bus fare too.
Yeah, I think what they have to do is they have to do something about the senior citizen free bus pass that they're giving away to the tourists and the local people.
I mean, how do they give that away to the tourists?
If
you mean senior citizens.
Yeah, if you know you're a tourist that come into Waikiki, you're visiting Hawaii and you're over 65, you can't go down and get a free senior citizen bus pass.
So people from the outer island can come in here and get a free outer bus pass?
Or mainland.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
This Because, and then MTL just started a process. Before, you had to wait 6 weeks to get your pass.
Uh-huh.
So most of the tourists didn't bother to get it because they come here 1 month, they go home.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But now you can get the bus pass the same day you go and apply for it. So there's literally hundreds of tourists that go on down to the office every day to get that free bus pass. And it costs the city about, I think, $5 per person to process it. So they're losing a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Of course, plus what you can get from this stuff.
Right. So I think they got to do something like either charge them like what had in the paper the other day, a processing fee. And then, so like maybe the local senior citizens, they got to restrict travel during the rush hour traffic time. And the buses get crowded. Or either that, charge them a quarter or something.
A minimum fee.
Yeah. Because most of the people that ride the bus during the day, over half are free senior citizen bus pass riders. Yeah. City loses a lot of money on that.
Yeah. Bus pass is for $15. That's a real bargain, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like, I get free friends, I come over, you know, to visit or something. I don't have a car, so I can't drive them around, right? And if they don't rent a car or something, like, what I do is I just buy them a bus pass. And then, here, when I'm not around, just catch the bus wherever, you know. Just go on your own and look around. And then, and they enjoy that. I mean, a lot of times, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you're rushing to go here and there kind of thing.
Yeah, they have a good bus system over here. You can get practically anywhere on the bus.
But mainly it costs much more than that.
Yeah, I heard in L.A., it's a dollar, I think, for the bus fare.
I think when I was there, it's quite a while back, I think it was almost that much, I think, already. And the thing is, you're going down one route, let's say. About, let's see, where is that? So Santa Monica Boulevard, let's say. You're going down as long as the boulevard. So you go about halfway. You stop there, you know, you gotta pay again.
For a transfer fare or something.
I guess, I don't know
what they call that. I forget what the term they use for that.
I don't know, but they say you either get off the bus or you gotta pay again, you know. So but you have to go off the bus again and then come back on again or something like that, right? So you pay quite a bit, man.
Yeah, I know the mainland they have that. They used to have that over here a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
With HRT days, I remember. There's a term for that. I don't know what it's called.
The way before you was working, though, I mean.
Yeah, I remember doing my father's time. There's a term for that fare, and it was, like, you get to a certain point, and you have to pay 5 cents more to keep going. You know.
5 cents is not too bad.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. That time the fare was 10 cents.
Oh, so it's half of that time, yeah. Oh, it has an HRT before, and then now it's an MTL. And that was what, HRT, that was private too?
Yeah, private. Weinberg was owned that company.
Weinberg, you mean that same Weinberg, the one that you hear about in the news? The guy that, what was that, the Kathleen Cook? No, some company you're trying to take over on.
I think he died already, the owner. But maybe not, let's see. It's only been, about 15 years since he took over. Yeah, maybe that is still the same guy.
So MTL to in the 70s, then it changed over.
Yeah. I think it was... Yeah, it was around 74, 72 or 74, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I came over here about 74. I'm trying to remember. In those days, you don't pay attention. You just get on the bus.
Yeah.
Kind of spooky, though. The first time you catch the bus, you be right around. You don't know where to get off, yeah. So you don't like press the, you kind of skip, pull the cord, and so you just wait till somebody else pulls, so you go past them, the stop line. I think, if you're going to drive over here, the best thing is to catch the bus for a few months first. You really learn the road, man. That's what they said. Now, I don't see I have a car, my friend's car, I just drive around, I think. I know the place is pretty good now. I mean, have to know after that long.
Are you not originally from here?
No, I'm from Kauai.
Oh, Kauai.
Do you know people in Kauai?
My relatives own the Hale Punehana Hotel, that small dinky hotel.
In Lihue?
In Lihue.
Yeah, it's right across the Lakaimia. You sort of step inside a little bit off the across the state building or something.
Yeah, my uncle and auntie own that place, but my uncle died a few years back, so my auntie runs it now.
What's the name there?
It's Yamasaki.
Oh, Yamasaki.
And then my cousin's still living there too, Martin. I forget what he's doing now.
So you really do Yamasaki's on Kauai then, a lot of them. They were Beatrice or something like that? Is that related?
No.
No. That's maybe a different one. And this one is your mother's side?
My mom's family.
Your mom's family?
Yeah, my mom grew up on Kauai.
Lihue.
Yeah. Her father used to work for Bank of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
In the wartime, and he got sent to a concentration camp.
So they're that kind then, they can get something there now.
Yeah, but I don't know what's happening with that.
I think you have to apply or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother is from, my mother is Lihue, so she probably know, your mother guys there too, but she wears stuff. My father is from Hanapepe, right? So the Lihue side people, I don't know too well, but she knows that family. I mean, she knows plenty of Lihue people. Yeah, I'll just ask her next time I come and talk to her. Okay, your mother, what's your mother's name?
Judy.
Judy, Yamasaki.
Yeah. She's her real name is Hanako, but I used to call her Judy.
And her maiden name Yamasaki?
Yeah.
So you go Kauai a lot?
No.
You don't go Kauai?
I haven't been there in such a long time. In fact, I don't even remember when the last time I went there.
Yeah. You don't like to travel?
No, I've been to the Big Island more. And Maui. Because my wife's mother was living on Maui. She has family there.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a lot of friends on the Big Island, so we've been going there quite a bit.
We just went there not too long ago to do this stuff, I guess, for this project. I haven't been there, The only thing I go is go back between Oahu and Kauai all the time, back and forth. So, finally, good chance for the Big Island and Maui, but only I spent one day going to Maui and then to Big Island and coming back. So I was kind of scared because I didn't know how to get around over there, anything. But it's easier. I mean, it's not.
Oh yeah, not like over here.
Yeah, not like over here at all. So we went to Kona side, I think. Yeah, Kona and then to Wailuku, Maui.
Joe ran a car.
Yeah, rent a car when you get. It wasn't nothing, wasn't too bad. So now, now kind of anxious to go back.
So So you work for the university?
Yeah. I'm going, I'm at the university.
Well, you're attending school and working.
Yeah, and then working on this song, on this project. Yeah. Only 2-3 of us was on a project. It's not a real big project, you know, smaller project.
But it's a long project.
It's a long project. It's, it's not the same one as the one that was
started.
15 years ago one. But my boss used to work on that project before, yeah. It's like she knew this, you know, about all the people like that in the project. So we were going, so we're here too, I mean, you know, we listened to the tapes and stuff like that we had, you know, and so we narrowed it down to, you know, just a few people. So you one of them. And the same thing with the other islands too, you know. But that time was kind of, that time was a kind of big project. A lot of people not around already.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
What made you folks pick me again then?
Well, I guess, you know, listen to the tape, the quality of the tape and stuff like that too. And then, for one thing, we wanted a male.
Oh.
Yeah, because we kind of limiting it to males, and the clarity of the tape, how clear the tape, and then part of it the convenience because you're living right here.
Yeah. Oh, close and I, to and university.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, the other thing was about, I think maybe your age, I think, yeah, and that you grew up over here and you didn't move. You know, move away, like even came back kind of thing, you know, so all those things, all those kind of things we put together and then, everything is very true. And the other thing is a lot of the other people, you cannot find them. Either they died or they moved away or we just cannot find them too.
Yeah. So,
be surprised in 15 years what can happen.
Back in 79, we moved to the Big Island. We stayed there in about 3 years. So.
Your wife from the Big Island?
No, she's from Maui, but the job, the company I was working for, Consumer Tire, they wanted me to go there and manage one of their stores.
Uh-huh.
So I went, and then the business wasn't doing so good, and at the time, the economy at that island, or that city Hilo, and they're closing all the sugar mills there.
Oh, yeah.
So the economy there was bad, so the business folded up. And then for about a year, I was out of work, and I had bought a house over there.
On Hilo.
So, trying to sell the house, and then my boss over here called me and asked if I want to come back and work over here. So, he came back, we moved over here. Then, I was managing their warehouse over here. I was trying to sell the house, but... couldn't sell it, so I was still paying the mortgage on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of hard paying mortgage that side, renting this side, and because of the loan I had, I couldn't rent the house out on the Big Island. So I either had to sell it or live in it. So finally, gave it back to the bank, and instead of having to keep paying the mortgage on it.
A rough time, yeah, then.
Lost money in that deal.
Yeah. And over here, what, you renting this place?
Yeah, this house we rent. We only live here about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I live at a house dinner.
Oh, 2 streets over.
Well, yeah, sort of 2 streets, but if you go down this corner right here, it's only...
1 street.
Not even 1 full block, I think. But you don't, even if I live over there, we hardly come walk this way, you know. You know, Seth Ralph, yeah, so I was surprised, you know, I came this way, yeah. Even in this, Coolidge. What is this?
Coolidge.
I didn't know I had this many apartments and stuff back here.
Yeah,
I don't know how long over here.
Sometimes at night it gets kind of noisy.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of quiet every time you come by here. She's so quiet.
Sometimes the neighbors get rowdy.
Get rowdy. Yeah, that's what you expect. You get a lot of fight too. This district, not too bad yet, though. Yeah. I guess, I mean, the other side, the other district's getting worse. She looks like she caught your cold.
Yeah.
He sounds good now.
I'm still a little bit congested. But.
Yeah. And your parents still living?
Yeah, they're still living on my own street, but they might have to move this year or next year. This new landlord bought the property and he wants to build an apartment. So we gotta look for a place. And he's been there since 63, I think. 63 or 64.
Where's the house?
It's a duplex.
All over here, too. Yeah, a lot of them they're selling and then they're building.
Even the vacant lot next to us. Mm-hmm. This Japanese company wants to build a condo or something, but they're trying to buy this property. That's why they haven't built yet. But our
because
landlord,
kind of long time they have to be.
Our landlord doesn't want to sell. So.
Maybe he holding out for the guy. Yeah.
Well, he used to own that property, part of it. And when he sold, he said they had to pay a big property capital gains tax.
Yeah.
So he feels that it's not worth it for him to sell this property and he's going to end up paying another big chunk in taxes.
Yeah.
He doesn't want that. So he says he's not going to sell. But he said they keep asking him to sell.
So they're just going to wait then? What are they going to do?
If he doesn't sell, then you cannot wait too long. They have to build something. They're going to build a smaller project, I guess, than what they planned to.
What is over your zone? All residential or business too?
I think residential.
Just residential.
But initially I heard they were going to build over there like a dormitory for the Japanese school that they're building over there.
Tokai University.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, honey.
So it's been about 2 years since that last one like that.
Yeah, I noticed that sometimes. I wonder what they're going to do over there. You let them live around here?
No, he lives by Carla Hilton.
He must get plenty of property.
Yeah, he has quite a bit of property. But his house is an old house. He's lived there for about 30 years next to the golf course.
Uh-huh.
I've seen his house. It's kind of an old house.
Japanese?
Chinese. So, he said he lived there 30 years already. And I think he owns like a couple houses of where he lives over there. And he owns this. And I think he owns some other property. Yeah, I know he owns property on the mainland that he bought. And then somewhere else on the island, I think they own some more.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of rich, this guy, but he doesn't look like it. His car, he drives around, it's a regular kind of car. Just looking at him, you cannot tell that he's rich. Like he is.
Smart.
Yeah, he's practical.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Like, not bad, though. Kind of. What's that side just right here?
This place.
Do you want to buy your own place?
Well, we're in the process of buying at Westlock right now.
Mm.
Affordable house.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had the lottery 2 years ago, we put our name in for the lottery and we got picked. So we got to choose a lot and a house, and it's in the last phase of the project. So toward the end of this year, they're supposed to build it. Mm. Half the project is up already, so we're in the second half. Uh-huh.
Then it'll be fire.
Yeah, well, our bus company is going to move from Alapai Street. We're going to move down to Middle Street. So it'll be a little bit closer, but it's about 10 miles.
Oh, thank you.
He brought this stuff.
Yeah, I think this is.
He brought some stuff in icebox pastry.
Oh.
Nick will have this, you know, for lunch. Breakfast.
Yeah, so that's pretty cheap out there. It was like $110,000 for a house.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot. Pretty simple.
How big are the area?
Well, the lot is like 4,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. The house I'm getting is a 4-bedroom, 2-story house.
Okay.
So pretty big. Close garage. So living space is about 1,600 square feet.
That's pretty good, huh?
The Fosse project, pretty nice the way they built this building materials and stuff. They use real good quality stuff.
Oh, now it's so expensive.
Actually, even out there, I was just reading today's paper. It said that the average price of a house in Waipahu near that area is around $260,000. You know, and it said it jumped 46% over the last year, the price.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. In the last 2 years, the prices are really rocketing up. I remember when I was looking at Everbeach side too. The house is only going for like about $115,000 like that.
Mm-hmm.
2-bedroom. Now it's all over $250,000.
When they start that supposed second city out there, I bet you think it's going to go.
It's going to go up.
What a thing.
Yeah. And like the house we get, in the stipulation is you have to live there at least 10 years, right? Where you can sell it or do anything you want with it. I mean, not sell it or rent it.
But you gotta live there 10 years.
Yeah. But and if you move out before that, you sell it back to the city at the same price, like you pay plus interest.
Yeah. It's not bad then, yeah, the deal. Because you don't really lose enough money.
Yeah, you don't lose any money.
You don't lose any money on that. Because you can never tell when you gotta move or something like that too. So.
When my friend was in a project like that, he was living out Waimanalo,
mm-hmm.
and he had bought $25,000 way back, I guess. And he said you had to live there 10 years before you could sell on your own. And so he lived there just over 10 years, and he sold it a couple years ago for $100,000. So he made $75,000 profit. So out of that money, he bought a house in Enchanted Lake for, I think it was about $185,000, he said.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about 2 years ago.
You're talking about the bus driver?
Yeah. So now his house was about $300,000. And he had all that equity built up. You know, in it and stuff.
He bought that when he was single too, yeah?
Huh?
Wasn't he single when he bought that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. He made out.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, but
this interview that you've been doing is for, you're a student or something at UH? Or?
No, it's, yeah. I'm a student at UH, but it's for a project. It's, we have a federal grant to study, and it's kind of like a follow-up to something that he did about 15 years ago. And
that was a while ago,
yeah. Before, I think, before you guys got married, yeah? You weren't married that time.
I wasn't married that time.
I don't know. Were you?
I thought I was.
So.
I thought I was.
remember.
70, this is like a 73, no, cannot be, 70, 74.
I got married in 74.
Oh, you got married in 74.
Where was it at?
Me.
At, where were
you? Lola Street, man. Yeah, we lived there for a while. We lived there for a year.
From 74 to 75.
So I wouldn't know if you're married or not. I'm not a tape to say anything about that.
How did you contact him originally? You just
he wasn't the one.
No, I wasn't the one.
Originally.
Somebody else.
He's like my boss on this project now. Worked for that project before.
Oh, this is a different project altogether.
Yeah, it's a separate project. It's just a follow-up on that one.
Oh.
I think you just came back from Big Island or something that time.
Yeah, I was living on the Big Island just before.
So you were going to school or something?
No.
What kind of training? I think it's for your
I was there doing some church work.
Something I know, something like that I think it was. I thought it was some kind of school or something.
No, it was the church work because I graduated in 72. Then I went up.
From where?
McKinley.
Oh, McKinley. Is this area McKinley? All over here?
Now it's kind of key. Used to be McKinley up to Eisenberg Street, but they just changed the boundary on it.
Oh, McKinley. 72. So you lived here then all your life?
Practically.
You were born where?
When I was born over here. When I was born, we were living by Cahill School, off of Old Wiley Road. Wiley Road by the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Old Wiley Road, right where the freeway went through. We used to live over there. By the river, and then after that we moved to one of my dad's rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty much in this area though, yeah? The whole time?
Yeah.
You see a lot of the, I guess you see the place changing and stuff left and then.
Yeah. Remember when the old stadium was down the street? The little baseball and football games over there.
Change this.